Ever felt overwhelmed when someone mentions the market or diversifying your portfolio? You're not alone. Nearly 60% of Americans feel intimidated by financial discussions. Yet understanding money and investing has never been more crucial. As employers shift from pension plans to self-directed 401ks and college costs skyrocket, financial literacy has transformed from a nice-to-have skill to an absolute necessity. Wall Street deliberately maintains its cryptic language to seem sophisticated, but the core concepts are surprisingly accessible. Think of the stock market like a sophisticated lemonade stand. It's simply a place where buyers and sellers meet, with prices determined by supply and demand. The financial world isn't a mysterious realm reserved for experts and expensive suits. It's a playground where anyone can participate once they understand the rules. What makes investing fascinating isn't just the potential for profit, it's the stories behind the numbers. Every market movement reflects human psychology, technological innovation, and global interconnections. When you understand how treasury bonds influence your mortgage rate or how international tensions affect oil prices, you begin seeing the world through a different lens. Financial literacy isn't just about managing money, it's about understanding how our modern world functions. The New York Stock Exchange, founded in 1792, lists about 2,800 companies trading over 1 billion shares daily through its specialist system of designated market makers. The NASDAQ operates via computer networks with multiple market makers. Once secondary to NYSE, it gained prominence by attracting tech giants like Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon. The market typically refers to indexes like the Dow Jones Industrial Average, tracking 30 major stocks across key industries. While the S&P 500 is market cap-weighted, the Dow is price-weighted, giving more influence to higher-priced stocks. Market trends use animal metaphors. Bull markets show rising prices and optimism. Bear markets indicate decline and pessimism. Bears emerge after 20% drops from peaks, bulls after 20% rises from lows. Companies raise capital through initial public offerings, IPOs. The 1990s dot-com boom saw dramatic first-day IPO gains, though many companies later failed to meet expectations. The financial world consists of Wall Street professionals and Main Street individual investors. For everyday investors, buying stocks requires evaluating quality, value, and affordability, similar to any major purchase. Stock ownership means having a stake in a company, with returns through dividends or business growth. The price-earnings (PE) ratio, typically in the mid-teens, indicates how many years of earnings would equal your investment. Start by opening a brokerage account with firms like Charles Schwab or E-Trade. Use market orders for current prices or limit orders for maximum prices. Stop-loss orders protect against steep declines by triggering automatic sales at specified prices. Warren Buffett exemplifies successful value investing. A Berkshire Hathaway share bought for under $20 in the 1960s is worth about $84,000 today. His modest Omaha lifestyle demonstrates that successful investing requires patience, not Wall Street credentials. Investment clubs, though less prevalent since 2000, remain valuable learning tools where groups pool money and research to invest together. While stocks grab headlines, bonds form the backbone of the financial world, with a market that dwarfs stocks. Buying a bond means lending money in exchange for interest payments and eventual return of principal. The U.S. government, the largest bond issuer, offers treasury securities ranging from bills, weeks, to notes, 2 to 10 years, to bonds, 10 plus years. Treasury debt, backed by the government's full faith and credit, represents the safest investment and sets the benchmark for other bonds. Municipal bonds, munis, from states and local governments offer tax advantages. They're exempt from federal taxes and often from state and local taxes for residents, making them attractive to high-income investors. Bond ratings from agencies like Moody's and S&P assess creditworthiness. Ratings of Ba3/BBB- and above are investment grade, while lower ratings are junk, offering higher potential returns with greater default risk. Laddering bonds with varying durations protects against interest rate changes. Longer-term bonds maintain returns when rates fall, while maturing bonds can be reinvested at higher yields when rates rise. Mutual funds have revolutionized investing by pooling assets to create diversified portfolios accessible to average investors. With nearly $8 trillion across 8,000-plus funds, they've democratized investment access. Stock funds represent half of all fund assets. Index funds track market benchmarks like the S&P 500, offering broad diversification at low cost. The Vanguard 500 index fund's 0.18% fee versus 0.78% for actively managed funds illustrates the cost advantage. Growth funds target earnings momentum, while value funds seek undervalued opportunities. Fees matter significantly. A $10,000 investment earning 10% annually grows to $25,400 over 10 years with a 0.18% expense ratio versus $21,200 with a 2% ratio, a $4,200 difference. ETFs combine mutual fund diversification with stock-like trading flexibility, pricing continuously throughout market hours. Most track specific indexes, though trading commissions may impact small investors. Investment allocation should reflect age, from 80% stocks in your 20s to 40-50% by early 50s. Proper diversification prevents over-concentration in company stock, avoiding disasters like Enron, where employees lost both jobs and savings. Hedge funds managing over $1 trillion primarily serve wealthy investors through varied investment strategies, moving beyond their reputation as secretive short sellers. Venture capital funds target young companies with exceptional growth potential. Like baseball, success comes from a few home runs offsetting numerous failures. Typically, 70% of investments don't succeed. Private equity operates like corporate house flipping. Funds acquire mature companies using borrowed money, improve operations, and sell at a profit. They focus on undervalued assets, trouble businesses, or non-core divisions of larger companies. Real estate remains fundamental to American wealth, primarily through home ownership. Investors also pursue income properties or second homes. Real estate investment trusts, REITs, offer stock-like access to property markets, typically yielding 6 to 8% versus stocks 2%. Derivatives, including futures and options, allow investors to hedge risks or speculate on price movements, though they require substantial expertise to use effectively. Financial literacy isn't just about wealth. It's about controlling life's possibilities. With retirement shifting to self-directed accounts and rising education costs, investment knowledge has become essential. While markets create daily drama, successful investing requires consistent strategy over decades. The most successful investors are the most disciplined. Warren Buffett built his wealth through patience, research, and emotional control during market turbulence. Investing means becoming a partial owner in businesses or lending to governments and corporations. When you buy shares, you're buying future earnings. With bonds, you're trading capital for interest payments. Start small, perhaps with an index fund and a retirement account, and expand your knowledge gradually. Success comes from maintaining regular investments and continuous learning. Your financial future isn't determined by market movements. It's shaped by your consistent actions and growing knowledge. True wealth creation comes from diversified, long-term investments. The best time to start was yesterday. The second best time is now.